What's up, guys?
Welcome to the first episode of the Outcasts.
Podcast.
Yeah, Outcast Podcast.
Yeah. So, we're here at our grandparents' house, I think.
Yeah.
It's a pretty interesting place.
Yeah, it's about 4:51, just by me looking at the sky, you know.
Wow, he looks closely at his phone.
Yeah, of course, because I can see through my phone, and I'm looking at the sky with my phone.
It's like... And we're actually filming this on a balcony, and as I look towards...
I should probably get my foot off this before I move the chair.
Yeah, you're gonna melt the chair.
Melt the chair?
Melt the chair.
Did you say milk or melt?
I think I said milk.
Milk?
Yeah.
Milk.
Can you milk a chair?
How would you milk a chair?
I don't know. It's just like the fable of Double Dick Dan. Do you know about him?
Double Dick Dan?
Yeah, a guy with two dicks.
Triple breast Bessie.
Okay, so apparently he was first, everyone thought he was real, and then someone said it was Photoshop, and they're like, oh my gosh, it is Photoshop, but now people have figured out it's actually real.
So is it real or is it not?
I think it's real. Hopefully it's real. If it's not real, what?
Why? Oh god, that's about to slam.
Oh, I hope it doesn't slam. That's what she said.
She also said for you to shut up.
Oh, that's not nice.
Okay. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about double
dick. Double dick Dan.
Double dick Dan. And this is a spider web right here.
I like spider webs.
Why?
I was being sarcastic. Don't poke the spider web. You just did. Why? Anyway, let's talk about double dick Dan. Is he actually real? Like,
I don't know. Most of you, hopefully, if you guys are actually listening to this,
if anyone
and not,
does, yeah.
Anyone actually does. If you search it up, which you probably will, because I did when I heard about
it.
It's weird. It's really, really weird.
You know, I think it is real. You know why? Because you know how people are, like, born, like,
boing.
Conjoined. Shut up.
Yo, they boined, man.
Yeah, they boined. Born with, like, conjoined twins.
Yeah. conjoined twins.
Well, I mean, like, they have two heads. And with the other, like, the actual head of the twin.
I have two heads.
It was the other head that was coming out, not the head that holds your brains. I forgot to...
I got brains?
I know, right?
That's more than one.
Is it dick or dicked?
Dick.
Okay. Dick.
Yo, that thing's flying pretty close. Oh, yeah, so there's a bunch of vultures in the sky for no apparent reason. We got
vultures or vultures?
Vultures. Look, that one's really close.
Yeah, that one's very close. It's about to eat my cat.
Misty!
Misty's
running about, dude. They're probably trying to get Misty.
No, they're not gonna eat.
Oh, they're not gonna be able to, but they're gonna try and find her.
Those are vultures. They kill. Well, they don't kill.
Scavenge.
They scavenge. Okay, let's look at first thing. Ooh, Reddit.
Okay, so while he's searching up stuff.
I am a guy with two penises.
So
that's the title. I don't have two penises.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so you know Jake Paul? You know Jake Paul?
Yes, what?
Alright, so this guy, this YouTuber named Cody Ko.
Mm-hmm. He sounds familiar.
He's pretty cool, though. But anyways.
Cool, mate.
He makes That's Cringe videos or whatever it is. But he made one about Jake Paul. And Jake Paul got his feelings hurt.
Aww, when?
And then, Cody went on to a podcast where this guy does his hair and insults you.
Inception podcast.
Inception. Is that what it's called? No, it's Joe's Barber. That's what it's called.
No, I'm talking about Inception podcast because we're talking about this on a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Which he was stupid. Okay.
But anyways, and so he got mad, and I watched his video, which was Cody Ko is a cyber bully. A cyber bully.
I think I've actually seen Cody Ko reacting to that, I think.
Yeah, and the only thing he did the worst things he could show that he was a cyber bully. He used... cum powder, which made no sense. He was just making fun of an object he found in a video.
Okay, wait, is cum powder or like
you just it was Kamu powder.
Oh. Well, if cum powder was a thing, you just kind of ejaculate into a dehydrator and just kind of keep it there.
Yeah. And you come back. Also, you know what a biggest fear that a college person should have?
What? Pregnancy?
So, that too. But, you know, shampoo and conditioner?
Yeah.
Anyone can nut in that.
I'd keep that shit in my, like, room. I'd keep that in my room.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're at a grandparents', so...
You already said that.
I know. And what I mean by that is the fact that they don't really have heard us swear before. And we're only... Yeah, who cares? Anyways. Swear. And tomorrow, we're actually waking up...
No!
What is that?
It's an ad. Okay, what were we talking about?
Tomorrow. Did you guys hear that voice crack? I heard that voice crack. That was terrible.
I didn't hear it.
Anyways, tomorrow...
We're talking about jizzing and shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, Jake Paul. There it is. Jake Paul. I watched his video, and when he went in and started confronting him, he sounded so much like a kid. He's like, you... He's like, you bullies. I can't.
Wait, is your phone off? Is this off? Oh, no, it's still going.
You're bullying kids. You're a cyberbully. I don't like cyberbullies. You're a cyberbully. And he looks so much like a little kid.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Is that the Ricardo meme?
It's the song.
Oh, yeah, Ricardo's amazing. He's my hero. Search up Ricardo and dancing by.
Ricardo something.
I forgot his name was. Ricardo's too cool, though. Did you know he's an
exotic dancer?
Exotic?
Exotic dance. That's a stripper, pretty much.
So a gigolo? Yeah, I know. They picked the weirdest name for a gay stripper. So he's a gigolo?
I wouldn't say, gay stripper, but he's a stripper, I guess.
Makes sense.
He's also an adult actor. And also magazine.
It was pretty big, though. I can't be the only one that actually analyzed that.
I didn't analyze it,
Well, look at it and go...
When he was doing the push-ups, you can just see it right there. But also... I think he put something down there because it was it was really stiff the whole entire time.
Maybe he looked at some girl born.
Oh, wait, what porn. If... Wait, what porn. If he just took Viagra to keep it stiff the whole entire time?
Also, if any of you in high school, and you guys have prom coming up, he has a great idea. Get some Viagra, go to the punch bowl, and put it in. Every guy will be getting laid by the end of the night. You'll be doing all your friends a favor.
And... Well, what about your...
But the population will probably double. But, you know, it still works. Just make sure they wear protection.
Yeah, and you'll have to be... Then you're responsible for, getting a bunch of teenagers.
Yeah, pregnant. So when you get a bunch of teenagers pregnant, just leave the country, you know?
Wait, actually, no, you aren't. Because they're the one who did it. But you're just the one who, hey, I just gave you... But wait a second, no.
wait, what? You don't tell them that.
No. No, you don't say I gave you a boner. Because then, I gave you a boner. You looked at my booty.
That's also another thing about girls. You know, they ask. They always think guys are perverts. Perverts. Oh, God.
Perverts.
Perverts.
Even though they wear...
They're wearing tight-ass pants. And they're like, stop looking! As they shove their ass into your face. Yeah. Coochie. They shove your coochie.
Shove the snatch right into your face.
Snatch.
Snatch.
Tucson term.
We also say coochie. Mm-hmm. We also say coochie.
Where did coochie even come from?
Coochie flute.
It's just a coochie that's being cut out, and it just sticks a flip-flop thing on it.
Just two, and then you foot them, fisting. You fist them.
Slap? We know when you get in flip-flops and slap? It's just
that echoed. That was a good... No, I actually heard the echo, but anyway.
Hello?
Yeah, that was definitely that. Anyway. What are we talking
tomorrow about? We are leaving really early to go to our grandparents' cabin. I haven't been there in forever.
Oh, dude, I haven't been there since, last... I was about to say a week, but, year.
I haven't been there in, 2 years. Alright, I used to get my hair cut, and I used to like it, but... The people I go to screw up these sides so much.
Really?
It's supposed to be way shorter. Short. I don't know.
What's up with your English today?
Okay. It's supposed to be way shorter. And they messed it up. And they do terrible in this part. Because the back of my hair is like a cactus that sticks up randomly. I don't know why. So if I go like this, people see
cowlick.
What?
You have a cowlick.
Cowlick.
That's what it's called.
And then, it's supposed to be smooth, but they mess it up to the point where it goes smooth, and then towards the back, it just sticks up. It's just a box in the back.
You're a box.
Thank you.
No, it's 5.
It's 5?
Yeah, it's 5. You don't have to check that. Oh, it's 5:01 now.
It's 5:01.
01, 01. 01. Oh, hey, look, he did a little post.
A post?
Instagram plug. Subscribe. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me saying subscribe? Why do I keep on saying subscribe?
Subscribe.
Wait, it's only been 1 minute.
What? What?
Wait,
it's
that...
10...
Oh, 10 minutes. Oh, my
10
God.
Minutes. We've been running for 10 minutes.
I'm so stupid.
This is a podcast.
I know.
I'm at 30%.
30%?
Hey, there's a charger right there.
Yeah, I just...
You know, I'm gonna go grab a charger.
Yeah.
You talk to him. You talk to him.
I'm gonna be plugging the Instagram.
Just talk to him.
No, I'm gonna plug the Instagram. Why not, man?
Wait, what?
Just go out there,
boxhead. Plug? What does that mean? What are you doing? All right, but are you gonna speak it out loud?
Yes, I am gonna be speaking out loud.
You speak quietly.
No. Don't slurp at me.
I'm sorry. metal tastes terrible.
Why'd you like... Okay, well, anyway, follow Marco, King of Food, and between every word, there's an underline, and then you go to me,
It's so silent.
It's so silent there?
Have you been talking?
Yeah.
Since I closed the door?
Huh?
Have you been talking there since I closed the door?
Yes.
It's so silent. I didn't hear anything you've been saying.
Really? Anyway. Also, you can go follow food_geek. Both of our Instagram pages are just kind of, we're being quote-unquote foodies because someone wanted to be a foodie and I was like, hey,
I want to be a foodie and then I asked you, hey, join my campaign. And then
yeah,
you're like, yeah,
I joined this campaign, but on a
serious note, it's religion. Join us.
Also join Sorn_knives. You know? That's what you do. It's
you know
a
what
plug.
Your most popular post is? Breaking a knife.
No, it isn't. It's not my most popular post.
It looks like the most popular post. Let's see. Leave my feed. Go away! One bad thing about filming outside is there's flies everywhere.
It's only 3 comments.
That's a bee.
7 people like that. It's not my highest. Ooh. Ooh, this one. Oh, this, my cinnamon challenge one had 42 views.
I remember that. That was funny.
Yes, that was awesome.
A lot of stuff we do here. You know what? Since this is our first podcast, let's get some history on us, too.
Yeah, let's, also, I did an acupuncture on a watermelon, and that's on my Instagram page, if you guys want to go see that. What was that? You're like, I have the power, and just kind of raised your fist up there.
Something. No.
There is.
There is?
Yes. Anyway, history.
We're cousins. And then...
I said that in
Yeah, we're both cousins.
We're both cousins. Let's see, what else?
I'm joking. I'm not gay. I'm not gay.
We have quite a bit of inside jokes.
Yeah.
Like kids' protein. Oh, no, not kids' protein.
You know,
it sounds so
I was so
too.
Sad. I went to the pantry today. Nothing was in there.
No kids' protein.
No.
My kids' protein is gone.
I might just buy kids' protein off of Amazon.
I need my
If
kids
any of
protein.
You don't have Amazon Prime, I'm not going to get with you if you're a lady. 3 days of shipping like an ass. Anyways, history.
Oh, my God. You're such a...
You look Asian right now.
Do I look American now? Do I look American?
No.
Or do I look more Asian to you, huh?
You look like an alien.
Okay.
History. So I grew up... I'm only going to say the state. Actually, none of you will be able to find me anyways. So I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm still growing up since I'm still kind of... little bit young.
He's 21, you know.
I'm not 21.
I'm 43.
You're not 40. What? My parents got divorced. That's pretty cool.
You don't need to share that.
I don't.
No.
Dang. This got real dark. Stupid. All right, your turn.
Well, let's see. I grew up in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, look
still
at the map.
Growing up. What?
A butterfly.
It's a butterfly?
Oh, the moth.
It's a moth. Did you say both?
Moth.
Both.
Moth.
blah, 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 blah.
Continue.
You continue.
I already did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Talked anyway. About my divorce. Wait. My parents
divorced. Yeah, you already said that. And my parents divorced, too.
Ooh, I got some stories, but that'll probably be the next episode.
Dude, you don't... Podcasts last for at least an hour.
What?
Hour-long podcasts, or kind of, or what normally is a thing, you know what I mean? Like that. How about you actually unlock the phone?
15, all right.
15 minutes.
We'll go for 30.
You're like, shh, I want to see how straight the line can get. Okay, that's pretty straight, mate. That's
so, wait a second. All right, so if you can still hear me, that's good. Because I'm kind of far away. All right, stop screaming.
It's actually
around.
Very sensitive.
So you grew up in Tucson, Arizona?
Yes, and that's still pretty... growing up.
Still growing up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can't tell my age. Well, I know my age, but I can't tell.
I don't know how old I am.
I don't know how old I am. I don't even know when I was born.
I grew up on the moon. That's what's on
my Yo, computer. How would you know?
What?
There's Tucson, Arizona on the moon. You know that?
We're on the moon?
No, no. Oh. I'm from the moon.
You're from the moon?
I moved countries.
I'm from the moon.
I moved.
What side were you on? North face or south face?
The inside. I was inside the moon.
You were born inside the moon?
No, that's where my village was.
Fucking dwarf.
Dwarf?
Dwarf.
Why dwarf?
You don't know dwarves are live inside mountains. You live inside.
I said village.
Yeah, village inside the moon.
I'm Indian, though. Ay, ay, ay. Oh, I should play some Indian music, maybe.
No.
I'm like not that.
Okay,
Indian.
I'm gonna give you a story from my childhood.
I live in India.
You might remember Pixelboard, hello? What type of software do you have? Someone called today and had the exact same voice.
Really?
Yeah, they called Grandma and Grandpa. For a second, I thought they were questioning my search history, but no. It was just a random ad. Saying you have $2,000 that you'll have to give to us if you do not call this number in the next hour. We will take it out of your bank account. And I was just and I was like, alright.
You speak while they're speaking. No. You don't speak what I speak.
You don't speak what I speak.
But wait.
do you have the right software? And they do the Indian bobblehead. It's not like that. It's like a ping pong ball attached to an antenna.
A ping pong ball.
Ping pong ball.
Ping
or
pong?
Golf ball.
Golf ball.
Baseball.
You're a baseball. Mm. You're a stupid butthead.
All right. So sorry about the wind. We kind of.
It's not very windy here. I mean, in this area over here.
Oh yeah. Anyways.
But it might
Esperanza, which is it's a good elementary school, except, well, I don't know. Our generation these days. No. All right, so, you know, we're going to tackle one issue today. I'm going to save my story for later. You know what we're going to talk about?
What?
Fortnite.
Oh, God, no.
All right. If you...
What? Oh, that's a bird.
Yo, that bird kind of just did all right, time to go hang out. Oh, shit, there's people here. He legit flew up, was right there, looked at both of us, was like, nope,
and left. He's like, I'm out.
Anyways, Fortnite. If you still play it, I don't want to make you feel bad about it, but at the same time, I kind of do, because I hate Fortnite.
Fortnite sucks.
Fortnite actually sucks.
And because he has to live with a little young child that is obsessed with Fortnite. And then some people in the restaurant, he was starting to do the hype.
Oh, that was...
The hype.
The hype. You know, actually, he calls it the hype, but it was called the shoe. It's like, shoe.
Yeah, but in the game, it's called hype.
Yeah, that's what the old kids go by.
Yeah, and then the workers were kind of, laughing, and he turned around and just like, yeah, I know, right? And just kind of pointed
help me out, man.
Look what I have to deal with here.
Yeah, it's just... So, basically, my stepbrother. I'm sad. I'm not... I don't hate him, but I do question a lot of the stuff that he does.
Same.
One, he has the mentality of a 4-year-old because he's in 4th grade now.
Okay. How old is he?
I think he's going to be 10 soon. Oh my gosh, he's going to be 10.
So when you were 3, he was born. Wait, no, when I was 3, he was born.
Right.
Oh, I just realized what my age was. Oh, well.
No. You even say the date and time when we were born?
Oh, that's facts.
I could be say I was born in 1988. But at that point, I'd probably be like 30. Wait, no, 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 40. Around my
43.
40s. Why is it shaking?
I don't know. Oh, it just started shaking.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And if you guys haven't seen the video of the kids that say, do you like Fortnite? And then the kids start going, I like Fortnite.
We like Fortnite.
Yeah, it's really annoying. I hate those kids. And I used to play Fortnite. I gotta admit, I used to play it. But not because I liked it. It's because I had my friends playing it.
Same. I would play with my friends.
Because it was fun only when they were around it. I can't play just by myself. I don't know
how anybody does it. Funny thing is that when it first came out last year, like when I was in 6th grade, in 2018.
You just gave a date. And 6th grade. Last year. Now I get to count back your age.
I already said my age.
I know, I'm joking.
Anyway, people were like, oh, talking about Fortnite. I had an Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. And then, like, somewhere at the end of 6th grade, I got an Xbox One. And then by then, I was like, I could care less about Fortnite.
Yeah, Fortnite was annoying. And, you know,
I didn't even see the hype when you know, I didn't even see the hype.
First time I saw the hype or a version of it or the shoe.
No, the hype of Fortnite. Like, everyone's like, oh my god, Fortnite's so god. Fortnite's amazing.
Yeah, and the worst
thing actually, is... Actually, Minecraft is doing better than Fortnite.
Hopefully.
Seen
the schematics.
And I'm so happy that my generation and your generation...
We grew up with Minecraft.
Yeah, grew up with Minecraft.
Not that dumbass game. And you know...
Brain rotting.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
And Nerf guns.
Oh my god, yes.
I legit have... They work with Fortnite. Jacob has a Fortnite scar gun.
My respect for Nerf is dropped.
It has. You know, Nerf had a good run.
It did.
But their guns are just getting worse and worse.
Just because they try to keep up with what's popular with the kiddos.
Well, that too, but also the guns themselves. I miss the old guns. The old guns look so good. These guns just look weird.
The guns I got, the first guns I got, what are they called?
I got a Retaliator and a
Retaliator, that's what they are.
I got a Retaliator
there was a six
shooter thing.
There was a three piece gun. You can turn it into a pistol with a stock, or just a pistol, or just a rifle itself, mm-hmm. with a grip. And, oh my god, it was so good.
Yeah, Nerf was a good thing.
It is a good thing. Well, not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore. But yeah, and now he's obsessed with Fortnite. And, you know, and we're so... The world's so technologically savvy now to the point where... Now kids can't last about 3 seconds without an iPad or a phone. I can tell you how many times... Jacob, I've shot a gun near his head, and he hasn't heard it. He's just so in tune to his... iPad. Even when I do get into play, because Bob says, Mark, can you get Mark? Can you get Jacob off his iPad? And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Because I'm like, hey, if I can get him off the iPad and I can get off the Xbox, it works. Because I do see that I play a lot of Xbox and I should. And that's why I came out here, is because I want to get away
from
technology.
I do play a lot of Xbox too.
Yeah, we played a lot.
I'm also, on side note, before you continue, we are thinking about... Oh, I also stream on Twitch. And also I'm thinking about making a Discord for this Hunter thing. So people like you can, like, you know, listen to the podcast. And, like, afterwards, like, hey, I want to ask these people some questions. And then, boom, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, as you're saying.
What was I saying? Oh, well.
About in tune to the iPad and everything.
He's into the iPad so much. And it's really annoying. But no, so when I get him to get off, and then I'm like, all right, we're going to wait. We're going to ambush Bob because we need Nerf guns. Good Nerf guns. I tell him not to use a scar because it's actually trash.
Is it actually, though?
Yeah, it's pretty trash.
Does he always use it, though?
Yeah.
Because it's from Fortnite.
Yeah. That's how I was with the Halo Boom Co.
The Halo Boom Co stuff is good, though.
It shoots well, but the assault rifle's not the best. It could be better.
I mean, the pistol's good.
Not the shotgun, though. Shotgun seems cool. Anyways,
Yeah.
So I get him to do. I get him to sit down, and I'm like, "All right, let's do it." And then he's like, "I'll be right back." I'm like, "Okay." And I'm like, "All right, he's probably gonna go get his iPad." Guess what he comes back with? His iPad. Gets on it. I'm like, "Dude, what's wrong with you?" And he's like, "I'm just gonna wait for it." And I'm like, "All right." So what I do to get back at him while he's doing that? I'm like, "All right, two times. I'll describe two times to you."
I just got fixed. One time,
we had a fort at the top of the stairs. I'm like, all right, I'll do.
Oh, remember that time? Hey, don't. Just keep on telling yours. That's me scooting.
We had a fort at the top of the stairs. I'm like, I'm going to see how long it takes for him to notice if I take down the entire fort and all of his guns without him noticing. I took every single item he had. And then when Bob came home, I'm like, here you go. I gave him all the guns with all the bullets, all the ammunition. And I'm like, let's go shoot Jacob. And he was like, I was like, why? And I'm like, because he's stuck on that iPad. And he's like, all right. And he's all for it. I don't know. So we go out, we shoot him,
I mean,
and he gives
it. My dad would be.
And then he's easily. Like, yeah. Vulture.
Yeah, that was a bird.
Heard that vulture. Shut up.
You need to get my dog tags out.
So, and then. You guys like, why, Mark, why'd you betray me? I'm like, why don't you get off the iPad? And then another time is I just went over to Bob's team and started shooting Jigger. And I shot him with a rifle gun just to rub it in even more. Because that one hurts.
It does kind of hurt. It's scary, too.
So, yeah. Technology is just ruining our younger. And, you know, it's not really their fault. It isn't. It's the parents. Because.
Facts, yeah.
They gave them that. They gave them the phone, iPad, and no limits, without giving them any proper, like, teaching boundaries. On how to use it.
Boundaries, limits, whatever, you know?
If you are a mother or father, your kid could be watching.
Why would they be watching, listening to this? They heard this cuss.
That's true. Okay, never mind. That's a bad example. They could be doing bad stuff. That's all you can say.
Yeah.
If we continue this way, our younger generation, and by the way, you know what? To make this sound even a little bit better, I was born in 2005. So I'm 14.
14, same here, but I'm not.
So the 2010 generation is the one that needs help.
Yes, 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 yes. I hope the next generations to come is better.
Yeah.
I mean.
Also, I feel like our generation is getting progressively smaller, but that was just because of 1 year, so.
1 year? Which one's that?
Well, that was last year.
Last year?
I looked at everything. Eighth grade is really tall. I was small, and then kids are really smaller. But then I thought about it. Puberty.
Yeah.
Oh, and I am getting taller. I'm very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. Even my friend said that. Shut up.
6 inches.
You don't need it. Okay, so interesting fact, my friend told me that actually girls are more attracted to taller guys.
Which I really need help. It's not about looks or size, except for...
Shut up. Anyway, I really don't think that's true, because
okay, no,
I get the ladies, and I'm 5 foot. Exact.
I liked being just complete 5 foot. I felt so secure. I don't know why, but I did.
I don't feel very short anymore for some reason.
When you reach 5 feet, you're like.
Okay, when I was 4'7". Wait, no, I was about to say 4'17". When I was 4'11", and even my dad told me this, and I was a quarter inch away from being 5 foot, I felt so small still. And then, boom, I hit 5 foot. I don't feel small. I smell though, but.
Yeah. I'm going to high school next year, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as any kid, I went to go do the cliche thing that you could ever do. Went on YouTube, and I searched up tips for freshmen. And there was this one that said, all these beauty gurus just describe the good things, because they got through high school because they were hot. So this guy just said,
be yourself.
Keep your head low. Don't be a wall, like a hallway roadblock. Sit back and just take everything in. Scope out the place. Find your old friends. Find potential new friends. Keep your hygiene up, for the love of God.
Yes. Dude, there's some nasty kids on my team. Okay, so there's a kid. His name's Earl.
This makes way more sense.
He's a redneck. And you know garbage day. You know how the garbage smells, right?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, we did it yesterday.
Yeah, you forgot to put the garbage out. And the next day, that's how it smells. And then you dump 1 gallon of cat pee in there. Boom, you just made Earl's deodorant.
Deodorant or B.O.? Deodorant's supposed to smell good. No,
for Earl, it's good, because he says he washes, he takes a shower every day, and he smells fine. But Earl, he smells
it's Earl,
like...
It's Earl's B.O. It's his body odor. I have a kid named Evan. He has terrible B.O.
Yeah, it's terrible. He doesn't even do anything, really.
And he had terrible hair in, like, 7th and 6th grade, but he changed in 8th grade.
Stupid hair.
Yeah, 8th grade was... Oh, 8th grade's an intense year.
Really?
Well, kind of. Not school-wise, just drama-wise and end-of-the-year-wise.
I hope I get lucky in 8th grade.
It was an interesting year. Very interesting. And graduation was okay, and then the next day was our last day, and that was the most depressing thing I've ever had, because every day I wanted to go there, I wanted to leave. And then on 8th grade, on the final day, I was like, why am I leaving? I don't want to leave. It was okay.
What?
Also, you know you have a good girlfriend when you don't, and when you know you have a small dick, and then she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's the biggest one I've seen,"
No, you know she's a virgin when they.
Sorry. Well, it's just like when you're older, and like she's done a lot, and then she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's the biggest one I've seen," and then afterwards you're just like, "Thanks, like self-esteem, thank you."
You're saying that like you know from experience.
What?
Also.
Yeah, so what are you going to say? Check the time real quick.
Yeah. Just checking my
Instagram. Ooh, 22 minutes. It's good.
Halfway there.
Halfway.
Living on a prayer.
I've talked a lot. Now it's your turn.
Yeah. Anyway. Talking about, like, a girlfriend. At least, like, the last 3 weeks of 7th grade, a girl came out to me and, like, hey, I like
can
you.
Can I suck?
No.
Can I give you that Samsung washer sloppy toppy? Yes. All right, continue.
Also, before I get to that, because I was just kind of a little something. Before, like, 5 weeks before the end of 7th grade, there was a person, and they told me everyone who liked me. Not the names, but what gender they are.
Like, alright, so we got
two
that
girls
girl,
and one guy.
I've got intel, man.
One guy had a crush on me. Mm-hmm. But two girls. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then backwards to second quarter. I asked out a girl. She said no. Well, things happen then.
Some ice cream, ordered 50 cats, returned the cats, adopted two more, returned them. Normal cycle.
Just rent the cats.
Rent the cats. That should be, it's not a bad business.
No, people would probably take the cats. Anyway. So, afterwards, she was like,
oh, is that?
Just gotta... She sent me a thing on Instagram. I gotta find it somewhere. But it was like... Here, actually, I need to find it.
Is that Food Inc? Yeah, so...
I need to find it, dude.
I went to Big Sur on, like, the last week of 8th grade. I got offered a blowjob, just saying. I'm not joking. I legit got offered a blowjob.
This is a video she sent me.
I've watched that before.
But they haven't. Okay, so Indian rug burned down the pee-pee. So she would... The way the desks were, there's a little thing, like, right here. So she would stare at me and say, just got an Indian burn right down the pee-pee, and just kind of go up and down it. Just go up and down it, Indian burn it. And I'm like, I would start laughing, and my friend Caleb would also start laughing.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Yeah, what a coinky dink. But...
I should have taken the offer.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear? I got offered
a blowjob. Yes, I know.
Dude. I'm so depressed. My friend told me, man, go, and I'm like, we're legit about to leave.
Yeah, you've been left behind, because... Anyway.
She was hot, too. My friend couldn't because he has a girlfriend. Who is it, bitch?
Maxine?
Yes. Ha! Yeah, I dated a girl named Maxine, and then we broke up. Well, I was like, you know what? I don't know if this is good. And then she was like, oh, I don't know. And then the next day, I was like, actually, you know what? Let's keep this going. And then she texted me, oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking correctly. Then she started to like my friend. No, like a guy. And then, like, one of my friends that I actually trusted a lot. He said no, and I was like, oh, thank God, because he knew I wasn't fine with it. He asked me, Mark, are you fine with it? I'm like, no. I mean, I'm like, yeah, but he knew I wasn't fine with it because he's too smart for that. Then Dallas. He's
a smart little cookie.
And then Dallas, Maxine like Dallas, and then Dallas was like, heck yeah, because he's been wanting a girlfriend.
Hey, come over, sit here on my lap.
Oh, that's what's happened.
Mm-hmm. She's hopping from lap to lap.
Yeah, she's a hopper, a frogger, and a Disney chick. A Disney chick, if you can know someone's a Disney chick if they say that... She says it's 6 words. I took a whole, 10 seconds just to figure that out.
What?
6 words. I fell in love with you. I think that's 6. I fell in love with you. Yep, 6 words.
Well, I thought you were going to say if they had, many boyfriends.
Could that, too? She's
having... And I'd be a Disney guy, because I think I've had 6 girlfriends. 6 or 7.
No, that's just called a man whore.
I'm not a man whore, though.
How many girlfriends have you had in the last year?
Oh, last year? Oh, wait, last year or last year? Oh, last year, just one.
Okay, what about this year?
One. Because that's last year. Okay,
never mind, you're not a man whore. You're just a kid trying to get pussy. Anyways. You're a normal teenage boy.
I was talking about my whole entire life, 6. Oh. Or 7. I don't quite remember. I'll have to go through.
4, because I only find a woman that I actually like for the personality. Also, Phoenicians...
Well, are you saying that I don't do that?
No, I'm just saying my city's trash. No, I like everything about Phoenix, but Phoenix people that live in Phoenix, the girls there, they're pretty hot, but they're terrible personalities. They judge the wrong way. I've only found a couple rare people, which is 4.
Out in the wild.
Out in the wild. Yeah, that's been very rough.
This is slowly getting sad.
Slowly getting sad.
Because we're talking about, our exes and how many we've had, and,
And she still talks to me, so I just call her a frog, and I call her a Disney chick, and she's like, what does that mean? I'm like...
She's like, ha ha ha, you're so funny, ha
ha. Your anger goes like that, I was a dick later, ha ha.
Just...
And if you're probably wondering, Mark, are you still jealous? And I'm like, I was, but now I'm not. I might be, just a little bit, but...
Did I forget my water inside? Yeah, I did. Oh, well.
Go grab your water if you want.
After you're done with telling your little thing,
I just finished the thing.
Oh, okay. Well, gotta go get my Wawa.
Got the water, I'll talk to him.
Okay, I'm gonna try to go sped fast.
Take your time.
Sped fast? Well, why? You didn't take it. You took,
Because I was getting a charger and it was right there.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Alright. So, yeah, it's just us. Just us. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Nick, my friend, he's a mindset 9-year-old girl. I'll tell you in the next podcast why. But, yeah, it's been an interesting life for Mark. I know what I'm going to do for after high school. I'm going to go into college, go into the Marines as a officer. And then after 3 years of action and trying to do my best, I will go... And test for to be a Marine Raider. Google them. They're actually pretty cool. They're like the Ghost Recon of the Marines. If you guys haven't played the game, it's a pretty good game. But anyways, to talk about... what should I talk about? Let's talk... You know what? Let's talk about pregnancy. I don't know. I'm really bored. Let's talk about...
Who said tits?
Me. About to. Let's talk about tits. They're beautiful.
Okay, what were you talking about?
Just talk about games.
Games?
I got bored.
Games.
Games.
How did games get to tits?
What did I talk about? Gosh, dang it.
What was I talking about?
I don't know. Finish what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Indian burn right down the pee-pee. So she would...
So how was it with your girlfriend? Is it going good?
It's pretty... I like it.
Have you guys seen each other? I don't... No. Dang. How far do you guys live from each other?
I don't know, man.
All right, so she didn't show your address.
Hmm?
So you don't know her address.
Because of...
How do you message to her? How do you talk to her?
Only been 2 weeks, mate.
I know. How do you been talking to her, though?
She doesn't have a phone. Fuck off. She doesn't have a phone, mate.
So, I don't know if they'll survive, but hopefully rough. It does.
I hope so, too. Good comeback.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I'm sorry. It's the last song I mentioned their two names, Maxine and Dallas. Maxine is Philippine, but we like to call
her... She is.
We like to call her Filipinas. Also, I've seen her tits. It's pretty cool. Anyways, actually, well, they're not really cool anymore. But at that moment in time, I thought it was pretty cool. I was flashed. I liked it. But anyways.
Yeah, it's fun.
What?
So, there was...
Wait, let me finish what I was saying. Maxie's been in the Philippines for like a month. That was depressed. That's good. It's funny to watch my friends get depressed. Anyways.
Okay. So, there's a girl in my fifth grade named Nevaeh. And I was dating her.
Is she Navajo?
No.
Okay.
He's Mexican. Why?
He's Mexican?
I said she.
Oh. Oh, man.
Close one? Yeah, that was a close one. And so, you know, that year I broke up with her also. She broke up with me, actually. So, then, beginning of seventh grade, one of my friends told me, hey, Nevaeh flashed your friend Nathan, because that was my friend who told me, you know, Moses. Gonna pray on his name, man. Just pray. Just gotta pray.
Just start doing Christians. And just pull the Bible.
Yeah, and then I confronted Nathan about it, and I was like, yeah. And then fast forward to, like, third quarter is when we're at Moses' birthday party. We stayed over, and so, I was like, hey, guys, you want to see Nevaeh now? And I showed them a picture, and they're like, that's not the Nevaeh we're talking about. And that whole, those three quarters, I was so depressed because I thought my friend saw her tits and pubes and vagina before I did. But no, this was the autistic Nevaeh that flashed him. Not them. I was, and then they saw it and they're like, dude, we feel bad for you.
See, no, see.
And they're like, you're missing out on so much. And she's thick as hell.
You know, there has to be like a code. Like, there's a code. Like, my friends, we all follow a code. It's all about whoever, if the guy's happy, you gotta support him everywhere. I do support Dallas, but, thanks. Miguel, I support him. But, even if your friend, like, I support Dallas either way, even if he just started dating my ex. He's, when I told him I got news for Maxie before he started dating her, he was like, nice, man. And now I give him advice now on him,
yeah,
Maxie's
funny.
Advice.
Yeah, it's funny. Huh. You would call me a man whore if I got snatched in 8th grade, even if you've been flashed and gotten nudes from her.
If you got snatched? What do you mean?
Snatch.
Like you...
Coochie.
You fucked?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot better than getting nudes.
Yeah, and you said you would call me a man whore.
Yeah. If you're in high... Okay, you know what? This is where I go by. If you're in high school and you get nudes... Actually, no. If you get pussy... Fuck.
Jesus Christ, the wind must be catastrophic on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel bad for you guys. If you guys do get pussy in high school, you are not a whore. You are not an idiot.
A
you're
man
not,
whore
you're not
or a, just a whore.
You're not just a weird asshole. But if you do it in 8th grade, you're weird. Get a life.
How about 6th grade?
That's even worse.
Yeah, because there's a 6th grader that got pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, at my school. Yeah.
What's her name?
I don't know. One of my friends from sixth grade went up to me like, hey, a girl got pregnant. And she's already thinking about with the boy's name and girl's name. I'm like, cool. And then he just left. Because his parents had to pick him up. And I was just sitting there like, well, that was a short
I'll take the kid. No, I'm joking. All right, let's check the time. Let's see how we're doing.
Are we really just going to end it at... Okay. Are we just going to end it at...
We'll start wrapping it up.
Well, at hour. Then after that, we can wrap it up.
Right. Okay. We're going to have to rewatch this, too. It's going to be 45 minutes just talking. Then making fun of ourselves, too.
Why? Why do we need to rewatch it?
In case I need to edit.
Why would you need to edit?
I don't know. In case I need to get rid of anything that wasn't good.
How about this part? You're probably gonna get rid of this part, huh?
Yeah.
So this part's not gonna see the light of day.
Yeah.
Just remember what time it was when you checked, so.
I have 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's at 45. Around there.
Around there. Yeah.
So. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, getting snatched in 8th grade and everything in there.
That'd be where I ended that conversation.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Getting snatched anything before high school, you're weird. You need to get a life. You need God. Go.
What about nudes?
Nah, that's fine. It's the girl's idea. Anyways. What if
it's the guy's?
Oh, the guy needs help. Okay, dick pics.
What if the penis, girl's idea was the sex?
Dick pics, the penis does not photograph well. It looks like an alien. When girls, this is what
Wait,
girls
are you
do.
Saying it looks small?
No, it just looks to girls. This is what girls. This is probably what girls goes through girls' minds when they get a dick pic. And followed by Stacy, look. And then tomorrow,
or the other one is like, what the fuck?
And then she throws it. And then she sends it to everybody. And then tomorrow, it'll be on Snapchat with this going, come to my party.
Did that happen to you?
No.
Okay, good.
That'll be happen.
Did you send the dick pic back?
What?
Well, to Maxine.
No.
When? Why?
Because I already knew if I send a dick pic, she's gonna have leverage. You got to think about it. Anything you send, she can probably use against you. When she's like, what's your biggest secret? I told her the most lame secret I could ever tell anybody.
What?
I threw her jar at a wall. I've done a lot of crap. Just saying. And besides that, I've done a lot of crap. I have actually never thrown a jar
at a wall. I crap every day.
Yeah, same here, man. And then she tells me a lot of secrets that, you know, if I wanted to mess up her life and spread around the school, I could. I could tell her that her
Wait,
boobs,
what?
Yeah.
You didn't say... You can spread nudes? She said that you can?
No, she said, Mark, don't talk about this ever again. I'm like, okay. I can go around telling all my friends, she has the smallest tits ever.
She does?
What?
She does?
Okay. I can do better.
Hey, since you're still, can you send me those nudes?
This is not FaceTime. This is live action.
Oh.
Yes, that was interesting. She takes it off weird, though.
What's this? Does she grab from here or just...
Yeah. It's like squishing the boobs out. Why are they so deflated?
Wait, does
Stacy
she... Does she grab from here or here?
Well, alright, so this is what happened. Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I'm retelling... I don't know why I'm retelling this moment. But, you know, it's for the podcast.
This Maxine can be anywhere in Phoenix.
Yeah, she could. No, she's a bitch. Don't talk to her.
Yeah, don't ever. Don't do
a Anyways, sign. So I was in bed. I get a text. Well, on FaceTime. And I'm like, sure, boo. And she's like, all right. So, and the next thing you know,
did I hear that?
I don't know if anyone's behind there.
I don't know either.
Anyways. So, she's sitting down, we're talking, and then, you know what, you know how I know she's a Disney chick? She already got me to say I love you to her.
I mean,
it's like the first week.
She's like, can you please say it?
No, she was so nice, like, to me, I was blindsided by all this, like, I was just blind. because of how, like, I was like, I have a girlfriend, yeah. But, yeah, I was all about that. I love you and all that crap. I've learned my mistakes. Learn from my mistakes, don't worry. But, yeah, so she was like, yeah, I love you. I'm like, I love you too. And then we were talking. And then I was like, this is when Mark became the thirstiest whore he could ever be.
So you admit that you were a whore one time.
I was a whore, but at the same time, I wasn't. You'll see why. I was like, I'm like, leave for Indiana. She's like, you are? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, how long? And I'm like, oh, a week. She's like, oh. She got really depressed. And then she's like, she gave me a going away present as a joke. And then she's like, sure. Not knowing which joke. I'm like, okay, fine. Flash me. I was like, no. I was like, I don't want to say it because that sounds so fucking...
What?
Like a fucking whore. Like a dick.
What?
Can I see him? I was like, can I please see him? And then she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, alright, you don't have to. Silently.
Psych!
Silently guilt tripping her in the moment. I put that hopeless voice saying, okay, you don't have to.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I know. So fucking worth it. And then when she looked, and she was like, she kept, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm thinking about doing it. I'm like, you don't have to. She's like, it's okay. I want to. And I'm like, now it's your fault, not mine.
So you're saying it was originally a joke.
It was originally a joke that turned out to me being a whore afterwards. And then I was like, you know what? This is going too far. Shit. I don't want to ruin this. And then she was like, you know what? I'm actually thinking of doing it. And I'm like,
no, like, do it. You're parade.
And it's like, you're parade. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, she gets up, takes off her shirt, takes off her bra. And then she's like, ready? And I'm like, yep. So whips around. I'm like, what? I should beat my meme.
Did you notice what I just did?
Yeah.
I stuffed my cup in my lid. Stuffed the cup to my lid inside my pants.
Yeah.
My pee is touching it.
Yeah, so,
And my pubes.
Oh, yeah, I gotta shave.
My pubes.
I'm so happy I gotta shave.
Pee-pee. My balls.
I'm so happy I gotta shave, dude. I
can't wait
to see more. Dude, getting a shave is so amazing. Dude, and it's like getting a haircut. You know how you play with your hair when you get a haircut and you go like, whoa.
Oh, I thought you mean hair, like, wee.
But you know, you go like that when you get a new haircut, and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like...
It's so much fun to do that with hair. I'm sorry. So but I'm just... I'm sorry, but I sat there last night, just... Not jerking off.
When I had a low bush when I was first getting it, I was like, I wonder what happens. I'm like, I miss it all.
Oh, I don't miss mine at all. Maybe itchy as hell.
No, it was like a small bush. It didn't do shit. And then I shaved it, and I missed it.
Jimmy's card. Yeah.
My Hunter family. Jimmy, so Bob, got, Jerry, how, Jimmy. Jimmy. Okay, before I drink out of this again, I'm going to have to wash this.
Yeah, you will. You shoved it down your pants.
Yeah, and everything touched it. Even my toes. Okay, let's just kind of...
Thanks for throwing it on the camera.
So,
not camera,
you...
recorder.
Recorder? Well, can you get
I'm not gonna pass that to you. You shoved it down your pants.
Oh, yeah. I'm so stupid. I already forgot about that. Like...
High school's gonna be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much fun. I'm scared, though. I am actually scared. Go away!
Touches your foot. Hey, pick me up. Hey. It was the... I don't know exactly where, because when I put it down there, I was like, it's okay, you probably didn't touch.
I'm excited for high school, though. I'm excited, but I'm
It was,
scared.
Like, one side, because, you know, my pee-pee isn't surrounding the whole entire thing.
I've talked this entire time. You talk, please.
I talk, too.
Talk more.
Let's see, what do we talk
I don't want to run out of stories, that's the thing.
You don't want to run out of story?
No.
Why not?
I think we might need to start wrapping it up. Yeah, let's start wrapping it up.
See ya.
What? We're not leaving her now.
I know.
Let's just start wrapping it up.
Well, what if I want to see? What if I just go?
You just want to go?
I don't know. I got my bingo bongo.
And tomorrow we're going to be in the car for 4 hours. Yeehaw. No, five, four, four, 5 hours.
I'm just going to read, listen, watch. porn. I'm just gonna read, listen.
If any of you still buy porn, I'm sad for you.
You porn can literally just free. Go on online.
Yeah, you can just search it
What's
up.
What's the point of getting premium? You just gotta find the right stuff.
You know, for Valentine's Day, Pornhub gave everybody free subscription to Pornhub Premium.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, for everyone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, make sure, let's just make sure our parents don't watch this.
I don't, my parents don't listen to podcasts.
I could.
And we're also not very popular.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's tomorrow. Breaking news. Children 14 and 13, Mark and Caleb, make a podcast about Fortnite and exposing women.
Exposing women. That's all we've been doing. We've just been talking about girls.
And then... and then just... The whole entire... Then after that, they just unleash the whole entire podcast. And, like... Grandma and Grandpa, I think, because they listen to the news. That'd be fun. Oh, my God. What's up with this wind?
I don't know. Get off me. How's a fly?
Stupid fly.
And tomorrow, you know, the
Once we get to the cabin, we sit on the porch and we could do this again.
You know, that's not a bad idea. You know what? Yeah, we'll do another podcast. One, I don't think we'll actually be able to publish it, though. Not yet, because the internet's kind of shitty there. Unless they got better internet.
Actually, they do have not bad internet. Yes.
But we can record on it. That's good. All right, yeah, but yeah, probably record another podcast tomorrow because we kind of have barely anything to do. Tomorrow's going to be kind of a staging up.
I'm going to be listening to music, possibly watching some movies with my brother cousin.
What the cousin? You don't have an album that says brother cousin. It's just you screaming.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's and just you going,
Or just listening... I already said listening to music. Or reading the book, the Sea of Thieves book. Love it. Love it.
It's a good game. I play with
game
Nico.
Game and book.
I play with Nico.
You play with Nico also?
Yeah, I play with Nico. Nice. That was pretty fun.
Wait, what the fuck?
And with my dad. That was pretty fun too.
Wait, the fuck?
Us three play for the first time, and it was the most fun thing ever. We got attacked by the Kraken and the Megalodon. And we defeated the Skeleton Ship. We killed one Megalodon, killed a Skeleton Ship. Got taken out.
That's chaos.
We got...
How'd you survive all that? What?
Is that sarcastic?
Dude, skeleton chips can be pretty hard.
Oh, we took one out.
Oh, okay.
I jumped on with an explosive barrel.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Megalodon is easy.
He's really easy. Alright, so I figure out Kraken.
Kraken's
if it's just
easy.
You... There's only one tentacle on each side. If you have two people, two tentacles on each side. We had three people in a brigantine. There were three tentacles each side. I got my ass kicked by that crap.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Interesting.
I didn't know there's one tentacle on each side if it's one person.
Yeah.
That's neat. I like that.
So I'm excited for tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll probably do a podcast since Grandma and Grandpa will be staging and getting ready. I don't know why I keep using the word staging, but they'll probably...
Staging.
Getting ready. Getting
ready for blast off.
Yes.
Certain stages.
We'll probably... Oh, yeah. So Nico's probably coming to the cabin.
Yo, that's awesome.
But if...
Your mom's also coming. And also her friend.
Brittany. Brittany's coming.
Oh, I heard something about her friend.
It's just Brittany.
Okay, cool.
Brittany, Nico, and...
Your mom.
Not Bob. Don't worry.
I know.
And Nico. Nico is going to sleep probably... Because I was going to sleep on the bottom next to that black wall, but she said that Nico will probably want to steal the area that you want to sleep, which is on the bottom, big one.
I said top.
Oh, you want to be on top of the old one?
Yeah, I love the top one.
The old top one?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm still going to sleep on the top, so we can, like, so we can yell at each other from afar.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, you.
Fuck
you.
Shit down my mouth.
Wait, no.
Oh, God.
Never mind. Okay, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah, we probably should wrap this up. All right, well, thank you for listening to our terrible stories and listening to us shame women.
Yeah, because shaming women's always fun.
We just shit on women for, like, a whole...
We need to listen to this again and, like, see
how...
Oh,
we will. That's what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, we need to edit it.
What's my battery at?
71.
Wait, really?
Yes.
I swear, is that 31? I'm an idiot.
71, because it's charging.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. All right, well... That was fun. Get ready for the podcast tomorrow, and we'll see you guys later.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya.